Long, ornate black dresses and turban-like hats embroidered with bright stripes and silver or gold trim hang over among vendors' tents, swaying in the breeze. Nearby, a Chinese couple spread their wares out over a blanket, which include pearl necklaces, jade bracelets, and seashell jewelry.
All from the South Sea of China. There's a real sea pearl, not a freshwater pearl.
The wife, Yin Li, wears a traditional wide-brimmed conical hat made of bamboo leaves and a floral blouse. Just across the way, another cultural venue is on display.
Hello, and welcome to the Miss United Refugee 2005 Summer Festival.
Under a gaping red and blue tent, young high school and college-age girls walk across a flower-lined platform.
My name is Peng Tao. My nationality is Hmong. I'm 20 years old and from Madison, Wisconsin.
One by one, the young women saunter out, adorned in sleek evening gowns and high heels, much like a Fifth Avenue fashion show. The audience members cheer and hoot for their favorites, especially during the singing competition. This young contestant's dress has many classic Hmong features, but her shoulder and hip movements suggest hip-hop and disco flair. This is just one of many events of the Asian Summer Festival that's a fresh hybrid of millennium sizzle and time-honored tradition. Yer Vang, a Hmong contestant from Milwaukee, is ready for another fashion competition. She's already hung up her evening gown and slipped into something more traditional, if not a bit more uncomfortable.
Oh, I am dying in this heat. This is Hmong traditional clothes. It consists of the dress with the designs and shapes representing, I guess, the mountains where we came from. You see same designs on the apron or smock-like piece right here. And this is a jewel neck piece. This is the only piece that's silver. It weighs like 2-3 pounds.
Yer Vang says tonight's competition will include a talent component where she plans to demonstrate her versatile performance skills.
Singing, slow movement dancing, pom-pom chair leaning kind of dance, a little bit of break dancing.
Hey, this is my idol. Oh yeah? Yeah, that's just a little guy. Is it good? No?
A quick walk over to a music vendor stand shows the U.S. pop influence has not only blossomed in Asian Americans' home life, but in their homeland too. Rows of smartly packaged music CDs and DVDs cover Miley's table. The music hails from Thailand, Cambodia, and China, but much of the melody resembles America's Top 40. Echoes of Madonna, NSYNC, and Celine Dion, which Lee says integrates nicely into people's taste these days, particularly those here in the U.S.
I hear a lot of American and Latin influences in this music. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Does it sounds a little bit, some of that sounds like Julio Iglesias and other influences?
Uh-huh.
What other influences do you find in this music?
It goes with everybody. Lao, Hmong, Thai, rap, a lot of Hmong rappers too. So it goes with everybody.
Yet for all the signs that the latest generation of Asian Americans are assimilating more and more with the mainstream, Lopal Vang, chair of the United Refugees Summer Fest, says he's not worried.
I see both. I see a preservation of the culture, and I also see some integration. If you look at the hip-hop dances and the music, but I see a lot of the traditional dances, which many of them were young ladies and young men were performing those, and I think those are the things that I see that be preserved in our culture.
Just a few yards away, dozens of men in team uniforms are proving Vang's point. Engage in a traditional Southeast Asian game of Tulu. Athletes whip spinning tops which their opponents have to aim at and strike down with their own projectiles, launched with strings tied to short rods. And in another court, Cambodian and Hmong players play Bedyo, a game much like volleyball, except none of the players can use their hands to propel the ball over the net. Meanwhile, outside the east entrance, an elderly Laotian veteran plays a game, a traditional bamboo reed instrument. His rugged, scarred fingers close and open the fine holes bored into the bamboo. His performance seems to imply that ancient tradition greets and follows every visitor here. A performance several passers-by capture with shiny plastic cell phone cameras and camcorders. In Madison, I'm Brian Bull for Wisconsin Public Radio.